President John Mahama has challenged the opposition NPP to tell Ghanaians how many was spent on the redenomination of the national currency, the cedi. He said after so many years, the NPP has not been able to make this known. Yet it is the first to raise unfounded criticism when it comes to issues on the economy. Addressing party faithful at the start of the second phase of the Greater Accra campaign tour, President Mahama asked the electorates to remain focused. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
The second phase of the Greater Accra campaign tour began with a bang as many trooped out to join in a frenzy. The campaign train stopped at the Kaneshi Market, Bubuashi, Atiku, Kokompe and Fadama in the Okaikwe Central Constituency. Later at separate rallies, President Mahama launched perhaps the hardest attack yet on the opposition MPP. He wondered how they put out a lot of misinformations and baseless criticisms without thinking that nemesis would catch up with them.
Deficit Omufri Abaimu Ekwa Omujaye was the highest in the history of the world. 19% deficit. New notes here by Sir President Kufuor Breson now be a deputy governor, Bank of Ghana. Ever seen ne? Me am a president of Me name Sika Dodua, up till now. No Ghanaian knows the cost of the redenomination exercise. Then the same person and people come and stand and say somebody is incompetent. You are incompetent. Moses Asikando, how much did it cost us? Simple thing like this, you can't tell us. And you have the nerve to come and talk about corruption.
After calling on the chief imam at his Fadama residence, President Mahama proceeded to address another rally at the Fadama School Park. He asked particularly the Zango community to ignore the many promises being preached by the MPP regarding the setting up of a Zango fund and the like. He asked a rhetoric question as to what the MPP in their 8 years did to transform the various Zangos. President Mahama said government has in many forms shown some commitment to their cause in a number of policies, and what it intends to do is to channel a number of social protection programs to poor households, including the Zangos.
The same people ena ene omuye dede ene mo se zongo for da makuma so abra.
President Mahama advised the Zango youth not to be deceived by anyone who tells them he will put money into their pockets, but rather strive to acquire some skills to earn some income. The president announced the asphalting of the Kaneshi to Dakuman Road, as well as other roads in the vicinity. The parliamentary candidate for Kaikwe Central, Abdul Rashid Sheed Issa, was introduced.
That was Pascaline Adadevo reporting.
The 2016 presidential candidate of the NPP,